Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, your weekly guide through matters crucial to families and the preservation of traditional values in the Commonwealth and beyond. Archives of this and past shows are available at afaofpa.org. Now your host, a dedicated advocate for family values and the director of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania, Diane Gramley.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, or SPLC, has nothing to do with poverty or the law. According to Brian Fair, the interim president and CEO of the SPLC, he says for 55 years, they have been an organization for social justice to help create a multiracial democracy where we can all live and thrive. He claims the federal government is going after them, specifically targeting them for political reasons. However, those of us who have been placed on their hate map for taking bold stands for marriage, gender, and sexuality know what the SPLC really stands for. As has been said, the SPLC has become an extremist wolf in watchdog clothing. My guest today is Robert Knight. He's a columnist for the Washington Times. He also writes for the Epoch Times. He's the author of 11 books and co-author of three others. He also wrote and directed the documentary videos, The Children of Table 34, about sex researcher Alfred Kinsey and Hidden Truth, What You Deserve to Know About Abortion. Thanks, Bob, for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Diane.
I didn't know you did those documentaries with Judith Reisman. That was neat.
Oh, yeah. Well, we exposed Kinsey for the fraud he was.
Absolutely he was, for sure.
And we also exposed not only Kinsey, but the use of Kinsey's bad data by the people who designed America's sex education programs. Yeah. It's why they treat children as if they ought to be sexually aware in the first grade. It all goes back to Kinsey.
Yeah, sexual beings from birth. I think that's what Kinsey was promoting, for sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep, sexual beings. Not spiritual beings, not human beings, but sexual beings.
Yeah.
He was a perv himself. So,
absolutely, he was.
He saw the world that way and then imposed it.
Okay, so they're still being hurt by that. But anyway, yes, SPLC. So it was founded in 1971 by Morris Dees, who had fortune in direct mail marketing, turning it into a powerful fundraising machine. In 2010, it had an annual budget of about $30 million. Spurred on by the election of Donald Trump in 2016 and the SPLC's prediction that he would be a tyrant, by October 2017, total assets were close to half a $1 billion mark. Billion with a B. So the SPLC doesn't like you and me or our colleagues who have similar views. How did it change? Because that wasn't the original intent. How did it get off on the wrong track? Do you know?
Well, they began with a crusade against the Ku Klux Klan, which was a popular cause. And they went after skinheads and Nazi groups. And, you know, initially they were doing what they told their donors they were doing. But then at some point they decided to adopt the whole LGBTQ agenda and then accuse anyone who didn't accept it of being a hater up there with Nazis and skinheads. And so they developed this hate map, which had many organizations on it, including yours, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I checked last night. We're still there. Yes. Yeah.
I think I've worked for two or three places that have been on there. Family Research Council, CWA.
Yeah.
Oh, I qualify because I believe in God's institution of marriage.
Right.
And believe that there are rules regarding sexuality.
Right.
So that puts me right outside civilized life, according to the SPLC.
Right.
But they're getting their comeuppance now. And that's the good news. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche announced charges on April 21st of 11 counts in an indictment, accusing them of making false statements to a federally insured bank, accusing them of wire fraud, conspiracy to commit concealment money laundering. Apparently, they gave, and the most shocking thing of all was they were funding the groups that they were raising money by opposing. They sent $3 million to various skinhead groups, Ku Klux Klan groups, white nationalist groups, you name it. And then they'd raise money saying, oh, the hate is growing, so send us money to stop it. I mean, this is an absolute fraudulent scheme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And as you said, Diane, it's very lucrative. They now have a reportedly higher than $750 million, most of it in offshore accounts in Aruba, places like that. And yet they keep raising money as if, oh, if we don't send money to them, the nation will drown in a sea of hatred.
Hatred that they are fueling. I mean, that's, I guess, a quote-unquote perfect scheme if you're of a mindset to do something so fraudulent, is pay for the haters to hate and then raise money, tell your donors you need to fight this hate, and the donors give money and you use that money to pay for more haters.
Yeah, and probably the most notorious thing they did was they had a informant, they called it, but he really was an undercover SPLC person who was ginning up the hate, who helped plan the Unite the Right protest in Charlottesville, Virginia, back in 2017, that turned into a riot in which a woman died because a car ran her over in the riot. But ever since then, they blamed Donald Trump for it and said that he had said that the Nazis at the rally were very fine people, which is a complete lie.
Right.
And Joe Biden has used it right up until last year.
Wow.
And kept repeating it.
And the Democrats.
And it's on the record. It's on the record with Trump saying, I'm talking about very fine people on both sides of the debate over tearing down statues.
Yeah.
Like they were tearing down Robert E. Lee's statue. And he said, well, people are on both sides.
Right.
He says, I'm not talking about the Nazis, quote unquote. They should be totally opposed.
Right.
And they left that out.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's so typical.
Yeah, so the SPLC had the guy in there that helpful meant all that. And their fundraising went ballistic after they got that lie going. And they, I think they went from something like $70 million a year to $130 million a year.
Just like that.
Cultivating that lie that somehow, you know, Trump and the white nationalists were forming a new Nazi movement. I mean, this is deadly because it gives people the excuse to commit violence. And I just wrote a recent column about that, that about the shooting of the United Health executive in New York and how he's the guy who did it, Luigi Mangione, who allegedly did it. He hasn't been convicted yet, but the evidence is pretty clear that he shot the guy in the back in broad daylight on a street in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah.
Because he thought, big insurance companies rip people off, so it's okay to commit murder. And unfortunately, a lot of people on the left think this is great. They have agreed with it, and they have a new thing called micro-looting.
Micro-looting.
That's the term for when you rip off companies because you say they're so big they're ripping everybody else off, so it's okay for me to steal from them.
Because they won't realize.
This could be shoplifting from, say, your Safeway store or your grocery store or ripping off insurance companies.
Well, this all leads back to the fact that the court said they had to take the Ten Commandments out of schools. It says something in the Ten Commandments about do not steal, I do believe.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Back in 62, they got rid of prayer in schools.
Yeah.
And ever since then, they've peddled humanism.
Yeah.
And that's the deadly philosophy in which people make up their own rules.
Yeah.
And they sound good at first, and they you end up with Cuba, North Korea, Soviet Union.
It shocked me.
On and on.
Yeah. Back to the shooting of the healthcare CEO. It shocked me that almost immediately when the suspect was apprehended, all these people, I'm sure that they all were on the left, I'm going to make that supposition, they came out in defense of the guy. And part of the young ladies, part of the young ladies just, you know, gaga-ed at the way he looked, that he was a nice-looking kid.
Well, he is a nice-looking kid.
Yes, he is, but that doesn't mean he can get away with murder. True.
No, but his face is now on T-shirts they're selling online. And carry-on bags and all kinds of things.
Wow.
And they say, free Luigi, as if he's a hero. This is insanity on stilts.
Like you said,
they've made a hero out of a murderer.
Yeah, and like you said, extremely dangerous. As the SPLC has done, created very dangerous situations. I mean, you know, well, we know as far as FRC, when they were attacked in 2012 by Clark Corkins was his name, went into FRC with a gun, and if it had not been for Leo, the security guard there, who knows how many people would have been killed. And Leo did get shot. But I know once that happened in FRC, things changed at pro-family organizations. I mean, as far as security was put in place, because many play like AFA down in Tupelo, there was no security at all. And you could just walk in. And, I mean, that all changed like overnight once the shooting at FRC.
It had to. Some unhinged individuals egged on by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Because Corkins
would justify murder.
Yeah, because Corkins testified in federal court that it was the SPLC hate map that led him to Family Research Council.
That's right. It was.
Yeah, that's his.
And he was so full of hate for, the Southern Poverty Law Center just condemned so many people as extremists. They're right up there condemning Chick-fil-A because the Chick-fil-A president at the time had said he backed marriage and didn't want to apologize for it. So, and this doesn't get reported often, but Floyd Corkins had a backpack full of more ammunition for his mass murder plan and a whole backpack full of Chick-fil-A sandwiches. He was going to shoot people and jam them into their faces.
Wow.
I mean, this is sick stuff. Yeah. And it goes right back to the Southern Poverty Law Center for inspiring this kind of nonsense. Not nonsense. It's evil.
It is evil. It is evil. Absolutely. I know that they're holding, I think it was House Judiciary Committee. Is that Jim Jordan?
Yeah, today.
Right. Yeah, as we're recording this, they had testimony in D.C. in the House Judiciary Committee about the SPLC and how they have totally created danger. And they're making tons of money off of it. It's just, so we know that. I mean, you and I and our colleagues knew for a long time the SPLC was no good. Just the fact that they would define or describe groups that were pro-man-woman marriage, and there's only two genders, there's male and female, and that life begins at conception, it's that abortion's murder, and homosexuality is wrong. Just the fact that organizations would take that stand, SPLC would label them. And as you said, they grabbed hold of the whole LGBTQ.
Yeah.
They used that as a criteria to label the AFA, Family Research Council, as hate groups.
This really had effects. I mean, Coral Ridge Ministries lost a place in the federal program in which you can designate some of your paycheck to a charity. The federal agencies kicked them out, saying, well, you've been designated as a hate group. We can't be complicit in this. And other charities like the Amazon Smile charity does the same thing. You could designate part of a purchase price to go to a charity. Nope, can't do it for D. James Kennedy Ministries or Coral Ridge.
Coral Ridge.
Operated under both names.
Right.
And other Christian ministries. I mean, this was a gigantic smear of a lot of good people.
Right.
Plus, and it's good to see them finally being brought to heel and exposed, and I'd like to see them prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. Do you think that prosecution, that there will actually be a prosecution and that we'll see results from that? Because so many times we see the left do really bad things. And they're accused of doing bad things, but they never go to trial, they never are convicted, or nothing happens.
Absolutely, Diane. I'm so sick of just exposure. You know, you see congressional hearings, well and good, and then nothing happens. Look at the Russian collusion hoax.
Yeah,
That was treason committed against a U.S. president.
Absolutely.
It involved perjury. It involved all sorts of things. And nobody's been brought to trial over that. And then, of course, then there's all the lies surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah.
From Anthony Fauci on down. And he's been exposed as committing perjury before Congress. Well, why isn't he being prosecuted?
Exactly.
Well, I had read the other day the statute of limitations was up on any such prosecution.
A few days ago, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. And plus, he was pardoned by Joe Biden preemptively. Gee, why did he do that if he hadn't done anything wrong?
Has that ever been done before? Has anyone ever been pardoned preemptively?
I don't recall, but he did it for a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Including Hunter Biden,
yep.
His son, who was up to his ears in fraud and
all sorts of
influence peddling with Ukraine and China. I mean, you know what still gets me, Diane, is that video of Joe Biden sitting there in front of, I think it was a major foreign policy group, And he was openly boasting that he threatened the president of Ukraine with withholding $1 billion during the Obama administration when he was vice president if they didn't drop a prosecutor. And that prosecutor happened to be going after Hunter Biden's company ties in Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
And there he is on tape boasting about that. And meanwhile, President Trump gets impeached over a phone call in which he said, gee, maybe you want to look into that incredibly open corruption by the Bidens. It's beyond a double standard. It's a one-way street. The Democrats do whatever they want, never pay a price. And that's very frustrating to people like us.
It is. And I think it's becoming more and more frustrating to the average American, too, because they see this stuff. They see, you know, Hillary never went to jail. And this whole COVID thing, which cost untold numbers of Americans' lives because of the lies that Fauci told, and the whole Russian collusion thing, where does it end? I mean, there's no question that Americans are beginning to question if there is not, or wonder if there is not a two-tier justice system, one for the rich and then one for the average American, because the rich don't go to, nothing happens to them.
Well, that's true, but it's also nothing happens to Democrats.
Well,
you know, you've heard the phrase, it's good to be a Democrat.
Yeah.
Because we got rich people on both sides. We got billionaires on both sides. But, you know, the weaponization of the federal government has been proven time and time again, where the Obama and Biden abused the Justice Department, went after conservative and Christian organizations. They went after pro-lifers and ignored attacks on crisis pregnancy centers. I mean, there's a criminal pattern here of malfeasance and weaponization of government. And there are the Democrats today saying that, oh, any attempt to go after these people is weaponizing government. So you commit the crimes and then you accuse people who are trying to prosecute over those crimes of weaponizing government.
Right.
It's a neat trick if you can get away with it.
And the SPLC was getting away with it. I mean, it's interesting that there was a love-hate relationship between the SPLC and the DOJ. I mean, I think it was even under the Obama administration, seems like that for a while, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, did not use the SPLC as a authority when they're talking about hate groups.
Well, so did the military. You know, the armed forces were subjected to struggle sessions during the whole Obama administration with material from the Southern Poverty Law Center that basically said the biggest threat we have is white supremacy and Christian nationalists.
Well, wasn't it?
And of course, this is nuts.
When Biden first, I can't think of the name of his head guy in the Department of Defense, I can picture him in my mind.
I can picture him, and
you
can't remember his name.
The same thing here.
Yep.
Austin, wasn't it? Anyway, whatever his name. Lloyd Austin?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. It doesn't matter, because his first thing, when he first took that position, his first thing was to have the military stand down so that they could weed out the white nationalist and the extremist. You people are crazy.
Well, remember when Joe Biden gave that speech in Philadelphia with the red brick behind him, lit up in red, with a Marine on either side, and then did this incredibly hateful message against conservative Americans, accusing them of basically being Nazis?
Yep.
And then you see all these attacks on churches and pro-life groups, and you wonder where the hate is coming from. Yep. Well, you don't wonder anymore.
Well,
it's pretty obvious.
It's interesting, though, that there's a guy up in Maine running for, I can't think what office he's running for, but he has a swastika tattoo. He's a Democrat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's running for Senate.
Okay. U.S. Senate or State Senate?
U.S. Senate.
Oh, wow.
He's trying to knock out Susan Collins.
Oh, wow. Anyway.
Yeah, for once, I'm all for voting for Susan Collins. I mean, we need her vote in the Senate so we don't get
Nazi. Don't get a real Nazi.
Well, we don't get a Nazi, but we also don't get Schumer as the majority leader in the Senate. That would be a disaster for the next 2 years.
It would definitely be. But it's interesting how the Democrats are trying to justify that swastika tattoo on their candidate.
Oh, yeah. Graham Platner is his name. He's an oyster farmer, allegedly.
Taking care of oysters.
That would be preferable. But He actually had the Nazi symbol edited on his chest.
Oh.
But the original symbol was one of the worst. It was for the Waffen-SS, and
oh, wow.
They were integral to the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and this guy's a credible candidate.
Democrats think so.
No, he's not. He's hard left. I hope the people of Maine see through him.
I hope so.
You know,
sure.
And, well, the people of New York didn't with Mamdani mayor.
Yeah.
He just kept grinning and smiling and saying he's going to make everything more affordable.
Free. Yeah.
And,
or free,
Or free, like he's working on the free grocery store now, which would put all the other groceries out of business,
right.
And so you'd end up with government lines for bread.
Right.
You know?
And my understanding, some of the larger grocery chains are already leaving New York because they cannot compete with the free stuff or the discounted stuff. So they're already leaving New York City. I mean, they have no choice.
Well, they see the writing on the wall, unless the people of New York rise up and throw out Mondami, but he's going to be there for what, 4 years?
At least. I don't know what they're
something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's term limits. Limited to one or two terms. I don't know what it is. But anyway, so...
Well, the problem is the New York government's rotten top to bottom. It's riddled with hardcore leftists. And I'm talking about communists, not just socialists even.
Yeah.
These people mean business.
They do.
And they're peddling something that's caused more misery than any other force in human history.
Yeah.
Collectivism, socialism. And under that banner is Nazism, fascism, and communism.
Yeah.
And they've all been tried. They've all caused horrible murders and misery. And yet
millions.
These people are fully behind it and teaching our kids that, socialism's good.
That's the scariest part is that they're teaching our kids that socialism's good, that capitalism is bad.
Yeah.
And teaching them that we live in a democracy, which we do not. We live in a representative republic. But
that's right.
Yeah, it's scary stuff what our kids are being taught. And I think that plays into the fact that they're willing to, the young people are willing to defend someone who has been accused of shooting an insurance executive in the back.
In the back, broad daylight.
Yeah.
No chance to defend himself or anything. And,
So SPLC, we need to pray that justice is really, finally meted out upon them. And And not only them, but other ones who need to face the music, so to speak.
A friend of mine says there's one way to spell accountability. You spell it P-R-I-S-O-N. That's what we need to have.
I agree. I totally agree.
I like that.
I like that. So how can folks contact you? Because I know you have lots of books. I didn't realize you'd written 11. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's great.
And the latest is, grab the copy. The Battle for America's Soul, 10 Steps to Restore Freedom.
Yeah.
You can find it at roberthknight.com. I've got a store there. It's also a place to sign up for my columns. You can get them every Monday from the Washington Times for free. I just send them out on an email list. No spamming, no charge. Just want to get the word out.
Right, absolutely. And that's Robert.
That's roberthknight.com.
And that's K-N-I-G-H-T. Like the knight in shining armor, which you are.
Well, gee, thanks, Diane. coming from a lady like you, that means a lot.
Well, hey, you guys take care. I appreciate it, and appreciate your insight on the SPLC.
All right.
Take care.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
See ya.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. Please note that the views and opinions expressed by our guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the AFA of Pennsylvania. We value your opinions as well. To continue the conversation, visit afaofpa.org, where you'll find links to all our social media. If you're passionate about defending traditional values in our state, we invite you to get involved with the American Family Association of Pennsylvania. Visit our website at afaofpa.org or write P.O. Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323 to learn more and to take action. Together, we can make a difference for the families, and the future of Pennsylvania.